from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
He's an idiot, that source. Respectfully, I don't mean to be like, that's moronic to say, first of all. Greeny, in the last four seasons, the only quarterback that has a better plus-minus turnover-to-touchdown ratio is Patrick Mahomes. So he's the only guy that you would definitively, without question, take over Josh Allen. They've lost to Kansas City three times in the playoffs. I mean, Josh Allen is two or three plays away from being a multi-Super Bowl appearing quarterback and potentially Super Bowl winning quarterback. It's a moronic statement to make, and for some reason, Josh Allen has become the cover boy for who could be the biggest hater and say the dumbest stuff.
I'm sure Bills fans love hearing a lot of that. That's Dan Orlovsky on ESPN. That's the thing that Nick Wright was reacting to. One part of that, though, I would not agree with. And I think this is where, actually, Nick Wright got set off originally. The only thing Orlovsky says that I'd have a problem with is the idea that two or three plays away from multiple Super Bowls.
Yeah, they're not.
And that's just not true.
It's just not true. Yeah.
They made one AFC Championship game.
And they were not close in that game.
They got smoked. Yep. McElroy, 5-over, just parred number 12. I want him in it. Right, it's not going to be as interesting if McElroy is not at the top. Like, seeing how he would react to pressure again after Pinehurst. I mean, if he just kind of falls apart here and falls out of the tournament and gets cut, I mean, that's going to be good. I mean, a lot of players are struggling. The wind is picking up. They just showed a clip on USA of Tiger on the putting green, and he couldn't make anything.
Listen.
Like from 7 feet, he was missing everything because the wind was so strong.
I had a terrible range session yesterday before my round. Played great. Range don't mean crap.
Okay, so you're saying I should bet on Tiger then?
No.
I think that's what you just said.
No, I didn't.
You should go bet on Tiger.
No.
Listen, this is perfect in here, too. We got the TV in the other room that I can see that you can't.
I cannot see it.
Josh has got it on USA. I got Peacock in here. We have two different groups going at the same
time. Feeds. We got hashtag feeds.
Look at this. Multi-screen. Multi-screen golf.
You ever hear of this? You ever hear this crazy thing? It's called picture in picture. Have you ever heard of it? I wish our TV had it.
Picture, like with the little box in the bottom left corner.
That used to be like the biggest thing.
Do TVs still have that?
No. It used to be really good. It used to be a thing.
The big giant box TVs that I grew up with they would have a little box in like the corner.
Yeah.
Which, what was that really for? Was anybody ever going to be able to see that little 3x3 box close enough to have it be worth it? Nobody was ever going to notice that. It was too small.
It's still a good idea. They should have expanded on the idea rather than just let it go to waste.
Speaking of red zone that Josh just mentioned, did you know there will be a red zone like broadcast
for college football
for the Olympics.
Oh,
Gold man. Zone.
Gold Zone, okay. And it's going to be hosted by Scott Hansen.
Oh, okay, I'll watch now.
You don't think that'd be a good idea? It bounces back like, okay, we got a break in the USA basketball game. Let's go over to, we got the 400-meter whatever over here. We'll take another break because
the steeplechase.
Here comes the triathlon over here.
Yeah.
Like, we're bouncing back and forth. Oh, beach volleyball. Just one after the other. Scott Hansen, let him lead me through anything.
Yeah.
Scott Hansen.
I'd like him to narrate my wedding.
Scott Hansen.
I'd like him to officiate my wedding.
Wait, I was going to say, officiate or narrate?
Both.
Because Nary would be funny. Justin Thomas, 3-under. Someone named Sam Hutsby is 3-under through 7. So
Sammy.
Everyone's struggling. This dude, Hutsby, is on fire, though, through the first couple. And as we mentioned, DeChambeau, McElroy have completely fallen apart early on in this round. 803-0550 is the phone number on this Allen Talk. Bill's Zoomies. We're going nuts. We're getting all the leftover energy out before the start of training camp, which is 6 days away at St. John Fisher. Rookies have already reported. More of like an orientation, though. They're not doing practice stuff. Rob in Connecticut's next up. What's up, Rob?
Good morning. First off, I'd like to apologize to Nate for calling you Joe earlier in the week.
Oh, we thought that was on purpose because we get told that we get told we sound a lot alike. So
that's probably where I made the mistake. Also, Joe's very aware of it. Nate, I don't know if you're aware of it, but I am legally blind, so I have to listen to the games. So I have to like visualize everything that is happening. So I'm going to put it to you like this, guys. I'm doing blind zoomies in my bedroom, knocking over every piece of furniture, listening to you guys, reliving what the Bills have done in the playoffs. And one of the things that drives me nuts is I call it passionate frustration because I love the team. And I try not to point the finger at anybody. It's a team effort. So here's my thing. 13 seconds. Squib kick. That's all I have to say about that. I don't want to argue with you, Nate. You love to argue, too. So I don't want to argue with you. I agree with both Joe and you. You guys are on point. Now, here's my thing. I relive the last playoff game over in my head, over and over again. Because if I'm not mistaken, correct me if I'm wrong, coming out of, I call it the two-minute warning game. This is it. It's right there. Silver platter. 1 minute and 59 seconds. It was 2nd and 9. All you have to do is let Josh do what he does as far as running the ball and eat up the clock and move the ball down and eat that clock, then score the touchdown to not give Kansas City.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
He threw the ball. Why are you throwing the ball? You threw the ball. Run it. Let Josh do what he does. That's the thing that frustrated me the most. I don't blame anything. All that, you know, the fake punt and Diggs dropping the ball, that happened before. We had our chance. 2 minutes to eat that clock. You didn't have to score right away. That's how I feel. And it always has frustrated me. It just eats me up. 2nd and 9, hand the ball up, or Josh runs a little bit, get 5 yards. Then, you know, you might have the 4th and 1. Get the 4th and 1. You don't have to score right away. That just, it burns me. So with that being said, guys, you're always on point, but the 2-minute warning game, bites my butt.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
But
thanks,
what Rob. I will say, though, is the game, Sean McDermott almost handed them the football game before that mattered.
So Jordan Poyer punching that football out
saved Sean McDermott from
the whole summer. Would
the
have been
whole
that.
Summer being about Sean McDermott.
It would have all been about that call.
Correct. It kind of still is.
It's gone,
a little bit.
It's gone on. How often do we talk about it?
Not a lot.
Like it gets mentioned. Would but it be? It's not a main
been as
subject
bad as 13
of the offseason.
Seconds. Would it have been as bad as
no,
13 seconds?
No, nothing could be that bad. No.
But they are literally...
Nothing could be that bad, and I do know... Do you remember this?
At this point, it's 34-24 if Hardman holds on to
the
football.
Oh, yeah, the game's over. If it's the game should have been over
So
anyway.
The two-minute warning, that's what I'm... But that's the only reason I'm saying that the Diggs play is kind of irrelevant.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
drops are irrelevant. Missing the field goal is irrelevant because I think we all know if they make the field goal and there's a minute 43 on the clock, they're going down and they're going to win the game with a game-winning field goal. Yeah. And to be honest with you guys, I would rather have them lost the way they lost than kick that field goal, make it, and have Harrison Butker kick a 35-yard field goal with time expiring and then lose that way again to them.
Yep. I've said this, too. Like, I think that this is an unpopular opinion. I don't even mind at all that they approved a fake punt on 4th and 5. It was 4th and 5 at your own 30. There was 13 minutes left in the fourth quarter. You're down by 3, and you can't stop the Chiefs. My unpopular opinion is I don't even mind that they approved a fake punt. I just hated the execution of it. They've run fake punts in the past where like Logan Thomas threw a fake pass once to, might have been Saran Neal, and it was easy because nobody was expecting it or covering it. The element of surprise is what you need. My problem with that fake punt was always everyone saw it coming. Nobody, was it just me? I know I've heard others say that they noticed it. That Damar Hamlin was one, in the game, and two, went in motion twice before the snap. What are you doing? The whole point of a fake punt, the only chance you have, you're not going to do it on scheme, you're not going to do it on the runner's skill. The only way it works is if you surprise the opponent. And you kind of lost that, I think, when you sent Damar Hamlin in motion twice. The only thing that could serve to do is the defense, the Chiefs are now going, look at Damar Hamlin back there. He's moving left, he's moving right, what's going on here? Your eyes are on him because he's moving. Why are you drawing any attention to the guy that's about to get the football when the only chance you had is surprising them? That was always my problem. I thought the play call was a bad... If you were going to run a fake punt, it was a bad way to do it. You were running the ball in 4th and 5. You should have done some form of a pass. And two, why in the world were you having him move back and forth to draw attention to him?
Yeah.
It was so dumb.
Yeah. It was
and
bad.
And Poyer almost bailed them out. 803-0550 is the phone number. When we come back, I think I've got a little trivia for you. We were playing around with the guys on the afternoon show. We were playing around with nicknames yesterday. There's one nickname. I want to have you guess at who this nickname is. Pro Football Reference, they added this like a year ago.
It's really good.
All the nicknames. It's like good. Tom Brady is the Pharaoh. Despite the fact that, has anyone ever heard him referred to as the Pharaoh?
No, but I like it.
Yeah. Kyle Brandt coming up at 9:30. The Bisons have an event coming up this week on Saturday against Wilkes-Barre Scranton. Kyle Brandt, bobblehead giveaway, which that's why we're having Kyle Brandt on, so that'll be fun. We'll have Kyle on at 9:30. Stay tuned. This is WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.